Shiva Zatzal wants that you take the pill and you put it into the liquid Erev Shabbos. Okay, and I'm not going to go through the whole sugya. He learns it from Kilurin and Shin Chav Ches. I want to tie into that if you put it into applesauce, you don't have to do the Erev Shabbos, because it's like Tevil Pitim. I hold this in Emes of Art. Shiva talks about liquids. Liquids maybe is Erev Shabbos. But you put it into food, it's no different than food. It's a problem. It's state the klar. Don't say here that you have to put it. Okay. Come, let's go. We have a lot to learn tonight. Come, let's go.
If you put medicine in applesauce,
I just said it's mutansh. I hold it's mutansh.
Anyways.
The Shiva Zatzal Tshuva. Okay, it's in Archaim Chela Gimel. Here, no, sorry, didn't change the play. Archaim Chela Gimel.
Nun Gimel?
That's bullshit. I don't even have it here.
Gimel Nun Gimel?
I don't even have it. Okay, Gimel Nun Gimel. Yeah. Gimel Nun Gimel. Okay. The kids are not on the kuda. Any if medicine put into applesauce, that's not the Rosh Hashiva's true. Okay, next.
What does she say?
Well, he says you should do it Erev Shabbos, and he tells it from Kilurin Shin Chav Ches. We have a lot to go. I have tons of stuff to do tonight.
We're doing other stuff.
Everything. We're doing everything tonight. Let's go. I'm not here for Shabbos. We got to get it over. I can't be here for Shabbos. My brother's making a bris.
See, this bris.
And White Oak. Okay, come on, please. Please. Kenneth is Fanem, and I almost plopped last night because of the Bittul Torah.
Wow.
This is first coming to yourself. So what should I do? Tell me what you want me to talk to. Yeah, you want me to fight my whole family. What do you want for life? What's supposed to do? Okay, the kids. You ready? You ready? No. You ready?
Okay, so Friday and Shields tonight?
Let's go. We have to go. Come. Now. Nachaniku, the mouthwash. And this, the Karelitz, and then Rav Shlomo Zalman, they all say it's awesome. Okay? Wow. Antiseptic, the one that has the antiseptic in it.
The Listerine
one.
Regular mouthwash doesn't have it.
Mouthwash is nothing. Because it has a medicine in it. It has the antiseptic. It kills the germs or whatever.
And
the
Scope doesn't kill germs?
Scope is nothing.
Nice breath.
It does give you a good breath. It's a refresher. Okay, but kids are nice, I don't agree with this. I don't agree with it. You know why? Why is it different than your ma'arif? I don't say it's not. The whole thing is not germ killing. It's a regular liquid. And then it has it, an antiseptic.
It's not more, it's nicker.
It's not nicker, there's no nicker.
What's nicker?
So if worse comes to worse, anyone knows the difference if it's Listerine or Sculpt. The only thing is, if you want to be a frummy, take off the cover. And that's all I have sharp. It's okay. I don't see it's a problem. It doesn't make sense.
Little Baro, you take both three scopes.
I don't understand, what is it? No, but I'm saying, but what is it already? What, it's a medicine, so it has in it antiseptic. So why is it different than Shin Chaf Aleph? We learned, if it's more of it and it's not nicker, it's not nicker. We learned this.
That's the whole thing.
The whole thing.
No, I'm saying the tachlis of the whole thing is an antiseptic.
No, it's not. It's a mouthwash.
What is
it? Yud Zayin Yud Ches. You know what I'm saying? Okay, next. I'm rushing, so I'm going to stutter a little bit, Rabbi, because I have to get everything out. Let's go. Come on. Next, Nakuda. This thing that if you take it from Erev Shabbos, it's mutter. Rabbi Yosha says even one day before. If you start from Erev Shabbos, it's already mutter. Right? As it's mutter. Any medicine. Antibiotic is mutter. It's a chayla. You're a sick person.
So what's the question?
Any medicine. Once you start from Erev Shabbos, it's mutter.
If your headache started on Friday, you start taking Tylenol on Friday, you can take it on Shabbos also?
I don't agree with that. Meaning, I hold...
I'm asking, not saying.
So I hold that he means a medicine that's nimshach. So you could come and say, I started Erev Shabbos. But something which is a six-hour thing.
Like I have a headache now.
Yes, I have a headache now. It goes away now. So what? So the medicine of Erev Shabbos, Shabbos, I don't hold it. I would be mechalic in this. Let's say, for example, the sinus things. Yeah. The sinus thing is I take it now. It goes away for 2-3 hours or whatever. It's 5 hours. So just because I started, it's something that builds up in the body. You can come and make a cheshbon.
There's something that it's a 3-day, 5-day, 1-day plan.
100%.
It's something that you take once and you take again and again.
As far as ace bandages and then these things, so Rav Shlomo Zalman holds its mutter because anything which has none to do with shchikas ha'memonim, it's not medicines, is mutter.
Like band-aids.
Rav Shlomo Zalman says it.
So band-aids you're allowed to use.
In Shulchan Shlomo, there's different mekayris. I don't have time. You want? I'll give you my notes. You'll take it, okay?
You're allowed to use band-aids?
Not bandages. Ace bandages.
And band-aids.
Same thing. What? It's not a refuel.
It's not
a refuel. He says
it doesn't have like a lotion in it.
It's not a refuel. It's not lorapis. It's meant to cover things. So all these things are mutter. Point being, now I want to tell you this. I'm not 100% sure that how this works, because the truth is, I showed you in Kuf Lamid, you don't need Shechika Saman. Didn't you read that yesterday? Hisamlus is also. I is not do Shechika Samanim. Says the Mishnah Bura, you might come, if it doesn't work out, to take Samanim. So it depends what I'm doing. If the eighth bandage is just to take away the Nifuach, so the Mishnah Bura writes clearly that you're allowed to put a Kli on your thing to take away the Nifuach. He says that clearly. Okay? If it's swollen.
So
that the Mishnah Berurah says in Shichav Ches, okay? So that's the same thing, an ace bandage to take away the or ice. That's what they talk about, if you're allowed to put ice. It's all the same, the kudas. But if, let's say, it's for temperature, you're putting the ice. Or you're putting the ace bandage for pain. Don't tell me it's not this Mishnah Berurah Kuf Lamed that if it doesn't work out, you'll take medicine. Honestly, if, let's say, you try to take down your temperature, if it doesn't work, you'll take an aspirin. So what's the difference than a samus? I don't see, there's a Mishnah Berurah. You're ignoring, all these halachas are ignoring that Mishnah Berurah. I don't know what to tell you.
Where are them?
Kuf Lam, Shin Chav Ches, Kuf Lam. Learn it, see it, and I told you, the whole Yisoid is over there. Anything which will Lamaisa come to Shechika Samimonim is a problem. Anything which you won't come to Shechika Samimonim, I Lamaisa, it's Refuah, and there's Xera, we don't care about that. Remember, I'm telling you, keep this in your back pocket. Wherever you go, Shin Chav Ches, Kuf Lam, it's the whole Yisoid is in there.
Kuf
Lamed.
Seed
cotton. Kuf Lamed. Let me. I'm telling you. Listen to me. Rafu is my thing. That's my department. That's what I'm good at. You know what I'm saying? Before I learned Mishnah Berurah, I was busy with this. You know what I mean? This is it. This is Kuf Lamed. The whole thing boils down to Kuf Lamed. Something which is not even a Rafu Lamaisa, but it will bring you Lidei Rafu that you might do Shechika Samimonim. If that becomes awesome.
Mr. Mahind,
forget about the Tzitzel Yezer, that it's Muta anyway. I'll kick it around. I'm saying that's something else. That I told you. Whenever you have a question of fiber is or isn't, okay, you can have a Tzitzel Yezer. Leave it alone. Because anyway, not B'shchik Samon today. But it's all the same Yisoid. And that, where did I see the Roshiva said this? That if, let's say, you have a hecker, that was his word. That in case you put it into water, so you have a hecker, that you're trying to not take Samon, and Vertis Muta, because you're not going to come with B'shchik Samon. What do you mean? Did you take a four on Shabbos? What are you talking about? That's just you yourself have a hecker and you won't come to do Shechika Samimonim.
The halachas are built in with that.
Are built in with that. That's what I'm trying to say. There you say. And Reb Shlomo Zalman Zichel learns like that. In Ace Bandage, which is a refuah, he says, since you're not, it doesn't have anything to do with Shechika Samimonim. So you see, they weren't asking refuah. They're answering things that will come. And the Mishnah Berurah says, if this will bring you Lidei Shechika Samimonim, Vertis Asus. I don't understand what Reb Shlomo Zalman means, that this doesn't bring Lidei Shechika Samimonim. I don't understand what that means.
He says it clearly by these?
He says it clearly. By ace bandage, he said by retainer.
By pain.
Huh?
Ace bandage for pain?
He doesn't say. He just says ace bandage. He says about the tea thing, the ice.
Could that spark people do it if the thing got out of milk?
Out of place. So what do they do it for?
Medicine won't help you.
Depends what you do it for. If they do it to straighten the thing out in ace bandage, then it's mut. Then I'm asking. That's what Shlomo Zalman only meant. But if the pshat, they do it for pain also. When a kid has it hurts him, so you put an ace bandage, it keeps the thing sturdy.
A brace.
It depends what the reason is. Sometimes the brace is for not to move the hand, so it shouldn't be in pain.
You some money because of that?
Huh?
You do
it's Kuf Lamed. I didn't make it up. But Rabbi Yisach, stay the
car. I'm saying if you do it because of that, you're going to go do it.
Because you'll take an aspirin. If the pain doesn't, he says it clearly. If you're not Mazia, you're afraid that you'll bring something to make Mazia. He says it clearly, no? That if you exercise and don't do it before, yes, it does. Because if you don't have the Mazia, if afterwards, you're going to end up coming to it. So it's clear. Okay, this is halacha l'maisa, okay? And if you want all the pratim around it, you have to take my notes. Okay, next.
Come back,
Mentosha. No, okay. You have to give me a bracha zaygezun, it's about refuah. Okay, next nekuda. It's mutter. They should do the thing with shalit 100%. Let's talk about that. They want to trade the Arabs prisoners for shalit. So everybody yells, "Pidyon Shvuyim, Yosef Mikdei Demeyem, Ganze Tumel." Yeah.
Possibly not. He's not from.
We go. Who?
Shalit.
He is from Reishis Kol. Reishis Kol. It is from. What's the difference?
Isn't there a shock of tie whether it's Bechal Pidyon Shvuyim if he's not from?
Chas v'shalom. So that's the Gishkin. So that. Where'd you get this from? Chas v'shalom.
So what I heard. With Reb Chaim in Brisk, there was a guy who was a big Russia capture.
Russia, what's supposed to be a Russia?
No. And he wanted to have the money, and the Chas v'shalom for this yid Chavis said, I'm not going for Kol Nidre.
A Rosh, what's that? How are you comparing a Rosh to a Thumayit?
Okay, saying
Rav Chaim Brisk.
Because they said he was a Rosh. Yeah, what's
up? Rav Chaim said, I'm not eating, and nobody ate some of the Erev Kippur because of that.
Beautiful. That's Rav Chaim. Now you know why Rav Chaim is going and learning? You know why Rav Chaim was Zeuch? Because at Gereta Zeuch. Because I got a gobble. This. For me, it's a chiluk. I know where the shtus come. It's a shtus in misunderstanding the Tshuva Sarat Baz. It's a shtus. It's mamash a shtus. It's a shtus she'en kamay.
What is it? What is it?
I'll tell you soon. So let's take out. Let's go. You want to hear, so you have to go quickly today. Gemara Gittin. Let's go. So Reish is called, before you start this, Sugi Rabbi Sai. After this, there's a tremendous size. He's a young boy. Shalit is a young kid.
He was 19 when he was captured. 19-year-old
kid. That's the first thing before you start, before Paisik begins a sugya like this. First see the Nidin. Who are you talking about? Look, have a picture of the mensch in front of you. Now you can start handling about his life. Okay? The parents, v'chule v'chule. Okay, go ahead, Lazer, this is your sugya tonight. Come on, let's go. Okay, so Luuma Zev, Veitzmadach, we have the Mergit Mehmeyom and Alv. The Mishnah, Ein Poidim, Sashvuim Yesvich Dei Demeyim. What's taken oilam? Gemara. Two reasons. Quickly. Two reasons. What's taken oilam?
Duch
de tzibura. The oilam has no money. What are you going to start taking big money from them?
And what are you doing? We have plenty of terrorists.
Okay, wait a minute. So we'll talk. It has nothing to do with it.
It's not worth anything anyway.
I'm saying, but when it's the get to money, it's taken this, it's takamuta. But there's a second time in the Gemara. What's the second time in the Gemara?
Because they'll do it more often.
They'll do it again and again. Zok Rashi, the nafkamina is very poshut. If it's alt money, so if he has private funding, then it's mutter. But if it's they'll do it again, then you can't because they'll do it again. It's a shail of another year. Yeah, klar? Yes. Okay, you see the Rashi.
It's very negative.
Okay, now in our case, the duch of the tzibur is nageh, no, right? It's not nageh, right? The second reason, avada is very, very nageh. How do we pass in lemaisa? You see where the little ice is? It's on the second time, right? This is machlokes v'shenim, how do we pass in? The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch pass like the second time. The Ran says, we're mesupik how to pass in, and we can always say kimli. You can always say, I hold like the first time. Bach goes with the first time. Whenever you want to paskin. Well, a person can come say, I want to be paidim. I the Gemara say, but Tadus Nishta. Ich halte the first teretz of the Gemara. It's a Ran. The Ran and the over here from Amid.
What was the Shulchan Aruch
paskin? Paskin says, the second time. Take out the Rambam. Take out Shulchan Aruch. Reish Nun Beis. Let's go. It's in Hilchot Staka. Let's go. The Rambam Matan Saniyim. Perik Dalet, I think. Perik Dalet, what I write over here. Perik Dalet. No, I'm sorry. Perik Ches. Halachi Yud Beis. No. Rambams. Okay, so we paskin that the time is Nunu.
Second time.
Okay, good.
I do it again.
Okay, now. The Marshal and Yamshul Shloim attack
Yamshul
and Yamshul
pass the second
time. The Rambam
passes like the second time. Who passes like the first time?
The Bach passes. Bach, and the Ran says you could buy the Lifshita. Because the Gemara didn't come to Maskana. You don't see Maskana in the Gemara, right? Gemara says two times. It's a buy the Lifshita. Good. Lay Rambam, lay Shulchan Aruch. Let's go. Come on.
The Rambam Shulchan Aruch Paskin is the second reason.
Yeah.
The Bach Paskin is the first reason.
Correct.
On his own with
anything. Whatever. That's how he Paskins, though. It's like the first reason.
And the Ran says it's a Sof.
It's a Sof. Okay, so it's very Nagit, right?
What do you mean by Kimli? That means I could always
say, you know what? Ichalt like that this time, so therefore I'm going to be paid even the Yais Midei Shabbat. Where it's, let's say, in Rashi's case. Let's see, it's Aviv, so according to the second time, Aviv is not allowed, but according to the first time, is allowed. So Aviv is allowed to say, you know what, it's a Shailin Gemara. Ichalt be the first time. I don't know. I'm going to show you Reb Chaim Kanevsky, Chiddush Nifli, goes with the Bach. He writes it clear. I'm going to write him a letter. I don't understand how he can even write it. On the Rambam, that's
okay.
He goes with the Bach. You'll soon see. Now, if you look at Toysus, Daf Nun Ches, Oman Al Diver Maskul Kol, huh?
We're
not necessarily. Pay with Ches Halachi Yud Beis. So, Ches, no.
I'm going to say something that you're going to say I'm crazy. Over here, you're bringing terrorists.
We're not holding it.
We have more Dukkha than Tzibur.
Plus up. We're going to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about all this. We'll talk. There's a lot here.
To me, that's a Dukkha than Tzibur like you'll never find.
Good. We'll talk about all this. Okay? We'll talk about it. Go ahead. Tysus, get Nun Ches. Let's go. Weiter. Schnell. Nun
Ches,
Nun Ches of an Aleph.
Where are we getting?
Huh? Gittin, you got it. Nun Ches of an Aleph, top Toysus.
Nun Ches?
Yeah, Nun Ches, top Toysus.
Oh, Barav Ishmael?
Yes, he says over there that...
Because he knew he was going to be a good guy.
Oh, good, I knew he was going to be Tam Chacham. That's the second Teretz. But what's the first Teretz?
There's two Teretz. Kikas Kas Nefashas. Oh, Kikas Kas Nefashas. Paidim Shvuyim Yaisa.
So you're allowed to be Paidim Shvuyim. Whenever the Sakonis Nefashas, you're allowed to. Do we paskin like this, Tysus? The Yam Shul Shloimeh paskin like this, Tysus. Why? Because it's the first teretz, and he gives a second teretz. So one of the klal and the when there's two terutzim, maybe the second teretz is ikka. The first teretz is just a daichik. Big rate. Yam Shul Shloimeh paskin like this teretz of Tysus. Problem is, Tysus doesn't say it over by us. On Nun Dalit, he should have said it by Isha, by the Sugi. Look quickly at Tysus Nun Dalit. Snell. You saw the Rambam? What does Rambam say?
Ain't
pointed, but for what reason?
It'll
come for more. What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? It'll come for more. What does it say in the Tor? I'm sorry, the Tor also said it. What does the Bach say? No, we pass it the first time. Go ahead, Nun.
Halach
Kedukah the Sibur.
Oh.
Huh? Rishay Levdaisai, good. That's which means you're allowed to.
See, this Tosfos is talking about even the Tana, it's raised from Acharim, but if there's
a that's right! That's right!
Okay.
That's right.
How's
they passing the Yam Shul Shleima? The Yam Shleima passes with this thing. Okay, now.
The first Tarot says the Sakonis Nefashis is paid in more.
The what? What?
Then when there's Sakonis Nefashis, then you don't have the Takana.
You don't have the Takana, right? Good. Clark, you have it? You have it, Clark?
What do you want from Tyson?
Hakim Tyson doesn't answer it over here by Isha. He should have said it. He should have brought it down.
What is the case of Isha?
Read it. What do you want from me? You also have it. Go ahead, Nu. No. You were on page already.
You said Nandala.
Tap Tyson, no? What? Nandala number base Tap Tyson. Tap Tyson by Isha, no?
Go back on to the other number.
I said Nundal, excuse me. Memhei, why say that? Memhei, excuse me, back to where we were. Memhei, top toys. Let's go. That's the whole shiloh. That's the Nidin. How do we pass him? Is there, isn't there? Do we say that Toys doesn't hold him? There's real territory of Sakharas Fashas? Huh? You have it? Okay.
Which Toys is
you have it.
Toys says, by Isha, Yosmi, the Meho, a Baal, there's a whole sugi that a Baal is Mechuyiv to take care of his wife, even with Joyce with the male. Go ahead.
The Ligur of the Lazy. Second
test. Yeah, go ahead, so read it. Second
test. Adetani Perek Naira Nishvus, where Vakshin Men Asar the male from Rishon played it. Shani Ishtar Dariki Gufoi.
Why do you have to come onto that?
We have to come onto the Sakana.
Unless what says Sakana from Rishon, then you just know.
Who says Sakana?
Znus can be Sakana, Kaka, Eilam, Dostach, the Rey.
The Shalom is Znus, is Sakana, and Tocha
Shabbos. Tocha Shabbos. Don't,
Shilas, what does he hold?
Vos hal teis. Does the raid. You hear Rabbi say the raid. Okay. Now let's apply it abyssal of mice. You hear? Okay. Are they going to...
Why we're in a rush?
Yeah, because we have a lot to do
and
tonight.
And this is without knowing about this pudding, Fidyon Shavuot here.
We have a lot. I still want to go through Reb Chatzkel on an earthquake. What a...
They had another one a couple of days ago.
It was an aftershock. It was a six. It was a six, which means...
5.7.
Okay, who's counting?
Who's
pointing? Who's pointing?
It's a big chesed Hashem. It's a major chesed. And they didn't have to... How shall it happen in Eretz Yisrael?
It's a chesed Hashem.
How many people got killed?
200,000, they say.
Yeah?
200,000 just dead. Do you understand how they save the people? They cut off their Evarim. They have to cut off their hands and legs. Because they can't take them out.
Why?
How are you going to schlep them out? No, they're stuck.
Yeah, they're stuck in the rubble.
They cut them as they take them out.
What? Really? With the chainsaw.
You know, the chainsaw bothers me.
But they do that?
They do with the chainsaw.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I thought it was just Montiel's sense of humor.
I can't believe it.
That's how they do it. Most of the operations now is the cutting off of the Evarim.
What cutting? Putting them back. I mean,
hands and legs. They're cutting off hands and legs.
They say the people from Zaka. But they say the people from Zaka are doing in proportionate amount more.
Yeah, they say more. That's the rate. The BBC
more
had it.
More. More.
Israel is very
so
good
much
at
more.
It.
They're
because they're illuminated.
Working right away while everyone else is busy with, oh, who's going to take control, whatever, and they're not, you know.
Yeah, they're fighting over control there. Okay, that's the thing. Answer all this stuff. My sugar, the ganzen cup. Okay, let's go back.
People would rather die than ever live without no.
It's an unbelievable story. It's an unbelievable churban. We're going to talk. So if you let me, there's two and a half, three pages of Chatzko. Every word. I can't believe a shmooze like this was said in Pano Yeshiva. Half a fellow.
He was in Shanghai when that era
No. He talks about that he was in Radin when the thing was in Shanghai. He was in Radin. He writes that he was by the Chofetz Chaim. He was by the Chofetz Chaim shmooze on the earthquake. Chofetz Chaim gave a whole shmooze on earthquake. He says he was busy with it a few times. Chofetz Chaim was busy with it.
He was very busy. The Tosfos here on Mem Heis is a third teretz besides from Mufal B'chach.
No.
That one might apply to us.
What does
he mean? Because they would do it anyway?
No, because it was a war. It wasn't a captive. That's Rishayim. You have to know the Rishayim. There's a whole. Let me tell you where I remember seeing it. Nachmal. Wait, explain. No. It's a different word. It's the Romans. I'm trying to remember if I saw it in the Radbaz. I saw it in one of the Achrayim years ago that when there's a war. It's not captive for prisoner exchange. It's not meant for that. It's a prisoner exchange and not a kidnapping.
They're not going
to
kill them.
It's not a killing and it's not trying to get money from them. It wasn't meant for that. There was a war and that was it. So they took captives. Now you want to get back your captives, take them. It's not going to be done again and again. The svara is that it's not going to be done again and again. Captives of war is not pinyin shvuyim.
That has this
problem.
They don't have to bench Gaimon when they come out?
That's something else. He's saying you're not afraid that they're going to go to try to do it again because it wasn't meant for that.
Yeah, why did they do it the first time?
Because they took captives during war.
During war.
They took captives during war. It's a red buzz. Okay. The kids are about to say. Let's talk now. Gilad Shalit, Lamaisa. You think for 1 minute, not let's say, let's take it the other way around. They're definitely not claiming to kill him. That's definitely not. And no, slowly. You know what? Let me just say it the way, because I chose my words here. Well, I want to read you for the way I wrote it. Here. Now, V'yesh Ladon. Okay? V'yesh Ladon. Ha'im ha'chayal hazeh b'sakon al chayov im lo yimal ritzoynim. Da'fil im lo yitayinim v'ayim shi'argu. Let's say they claim they're not going to kill him. V'chein hanog shalahem shaloi largeu, and that's even the customarily because they need it. You don't understand.
They
bargaining chip. They're never going to kill him. They can't kill him. They to them it's a goodies. This is what they have over Israel. It's the only thing they have. Okay.
Wait a second.
So unless they'll come to, the only way they'll kill him is if they come to rescue. Right, if they try to rescue, right, like wax. When they try to rescue, then they'll come, right? Now, unless you say, the mice isn't here, the Vreitzchim. At any moment, they can get angry, Meshuggah, and they can kill him. So, what do you call that? Would you call that he's in Sakonis Chayov or not Sakonis Chayov? Forget about Yisurim. I'm going to get that in a few minutes. Is that called Sakonis Chayov? And then I want to say, and even if forget about Sakonis Chayev, right? I mean, he's a young guy. He can go crazy from it. How much could he be saivul? Maybe that's called Sakonis Chayev. Well, Chayev means he has to have a bullet in his head. If a guy becomes Meshuggah from it, there's Tirov Hadas. That's all. That's also Chayev.
What's the difference in Hil Shabbos?
In Hil Shabbos, that's called Sakonis Chayev. Wow. I've read it.
So he's not there already.
What?
Who said he didn't get to that point already?
Whatever it is. I'm just saying. It's a suffix. You know what I'm doing? Listen to what I'm doing. What I'm doing is I'm chipping away at even the chayov, Sakonis chayov. What does Sakonis chayov mean? It means it has to be vaded that they're saying they're going to kill him? Maybe not. Even the fact that they could kill him is already something.
So when is it not Sakana?
Okay, so let's talk. I don't know. You want to know
something? There is a case where they made the Sakana. When is that?
So it could be where it's in the hand of not Reutzkim, in the hand of Ganavim. you're in the hands of ganavim. There's a different sugya. In the hands of professional kidnappers, they're not killing people.
Down in Mexico.
Left and right. You know what I mean? A kakarocha, whatever they say over there. And then they kill and they go vaita. Okay. Now, I want to go one step further. Okay? The Radbaz and Simon Mem brings down that you don't need mamish sakona lechayev. Even a sakona to his emuna. If they come and they're going to make him ois, you know, whatever, a kaifer, whatever it is. Or Shianseu Lechal Shabbos, Oisha Marivim Oisha, or they're starving him. Now, I'm explaining that Marivim doesn't have to be Marivim to death. Oisha Marivim means Yisurim.
Concentration camp.
Yisurim.
Concentration camp.
You don't need Marivim. It has to be Marivim in the Radbaz to
Concentration camp starving.
The Gemara says, Ilan Agdula Hanani Mishal Vazaria. It's even worse. Yisurim could be even worse.
They don't know the limit.
Concentration camp was 6 days without food. You know what it is? 6 days without food.
The truth is that the pictures that they took, they analyzed, he's tortured. They're torturing him. They're torturing him. So, the stuck in Shaila, if you hold it, is Tysus, right? Okay. Now, yeah, okay, so I have to go through the Chesed a little bit. Maybe this Tysus is going without the second Teretz. Maybe this Tysus is going in the first Teretz.
In English?
In
the
Taisus
and
of Sakana is going with the first with the why? Because because in the second Teretz you have a chash that they'll do to other people. Maybe you don't have the right to save yourself with that.
That's okay.
Right. So this is a good cheshbon. Could be that the Taisus and so Taisus over there is coming with a cheshbon Sakana's chayav because he's takapaskin duchka the tzibura. But in a chanami, if you make the cheshbon,
he's going in the second teretz.
Yeah, and in the second teretz is because it's in the sugya. So what's he going to give that? It's totally in the second teretz. Vazak to Ramesh, you're very tired tonight, huh?
Oh, fine.
But you hear the vod? Tameil dikak shayla. Maybe Tosis is going with the svar of duchka the tzibura.
In other words, in Tosis diver maskalim hey, the little relays he doesn't bring down.
He doesn't bring it down, right?
The sakana is not an answer
because I don't think that your sakana.
Make Tosis say, "Yeah, my dami the chazal duchka."
Okay, now I want to tell you this. When I was tell you meir dikazacha boysayim, this you're not going to hear anywhere else. Rabbi Michel Shurkin told me once that in Europe, the Nazis had lists in the beginning. They had lists to be deported. You were able to buy yourself originally off the list for a lot of money. The shaila was, if you buy yourself off the list, then someone else is going to come. They're going to put another yid.
Why?
Because they're filling a list, a quota.
They have to fill up.
They're taking 500 people.
Shayla.
Tremendous shaila, one of the biggest shailas.
The lines.
The lines, these are the shailas, okay?
Oh,
Michel Shurkin told me that they paskin that it was Osir. In Europe, they paskin that it was Osir. With Tadus Nishtan. You're saving yourself through the other guy. Reb Chaim says a whole word that the din of Yarek Val Yavar is only where you're doing the Meiser at Sich. But if you're being a bullet, you're being used, the first Reb Chaim. If you're being used, first Reb Chaim. So here you're not doing the Meiser at Sich, you're just buying yourself off. It's even better than being the bullet.
Yeah, that's maybe up to the Yarek Val Yavar. What about some whatever?
My husband is the Yarek Val Yavar.
I seem to remember that there's a Be'etim Yarek Val Yavar.
Chaim has learned the sugya that way.
But there's two ways to learn the sugya. That the Mechazes goes with this Mechazes.
That's Reb Chaim's Yisrael. The first Reb Chaim. So he told me, Reb Michel Shurkin, that does eight me get Pashk in Europe. So I went to Reb Asher Reel, and then I'm on a bus. It's funny because I know the whole history. I was sitting next to him, and I had a cousin on the bus, didn't know who he was. He looks like an Ingemar Reb Asher Reel.
You met him on a bus?
Met him on a bus.
Very interesting.
Why?
What?
Well, what's wrong? He doesn't take the bus? I met him on a bus. I went with him to Yeshiva on a bus. Maybe it was years ago.
Oh, the Yeshiva bus.
Was it the Yeshiva's regular bus?
I mean, there are pictures of Rabbi Hatzman on the bus. Like, Panovich Rav on the bus. Well,
Rav Asher said somebody asked him once how he became Rav Asher. Let's go to Tunis Chos, the story.
One of it was a regular bus, unless they had a special bus in the
Mir. They have a special bus in the Shiva, sure.
That bu- on the corner, you know what I'm saying? When you walk, to, you make the right turn. That's
I don't know. I was on Rav Asher. I had a Sesi next
to Rav Asher. Bus.
Anyway, this is how the story... It could be it's different. This is how the story went.
Anyways, my cousin was on the bus. Oh, yeah, what do you want
to
say? Yeah?
No, they asked Rav Asher how to become Rav Asher.
Because he didn't learn
how to bus. He said that when everybody else used their money to buy Svarim, I just used the Yeshiva Svarim. I use my money to take a taxi rather than go on a public bus and see the princess.
Okay, I was on a bus. Okay, I'm telling you, Mike Shahoy. I sat with him on a bus.
Never went on a bus.
I sat on a bus next to him.
Mishgiach also did. He spent all his money to take a taxi and actually go on a bus.
Okay, I sat next to him. He was sitting on the right seat of the thing and I was in the left seat. And right in front of me was Shaul Small, my cousin.
Well, maybe at that time Shaul
Small doesn't know Rav Asher really. So while I'm talking to Rav Asher, he's bothering me about every Narishkin. I keep on telling him, I can't talk to you right now. I want to talk. So finally, I said to him, it's Rav Asher Arieli. He loves me up. He's full stuff with me. I'm talking to him and learning. I was like, he didn't know who it was. In those days, he looked like a regular Yaman. Kids, I asked him this Kashi. You know what he looked? He tells me, Abreb Chaim Zok Nitaze. So I tell him, good, Abazayed me Gepask in Europe. I wanted to get a tariff. Good, Abreb Chaim Zok Nitaze. Nitaze.
What's the
kashi?
What
did
everyone
from it? Chaim Zok, you've just missed a mail. We're discussing the Pidyon Shvuyim, okay? Came out la'lachetz mutter. Shtava Seren. You mechuyiv to do it. You're wrong. You didn't learn the sugya. Did you learn the sugya?
Vade
Sakana? He's in Sakana. The guy's now in Sakana. This might be. What are you talking about?
It's a Vade Sakana also, by the way.
Why is it a Vade Sakana? What are you talking about? That he's going to get out and he's going to start making terrors and he'll be Matzliach.
It happens,
Kaseder.
That's what happens.
100%. Just 2 weeks ago, 2 guys they let out murdered somebody.
The statistics are 100%.
It's a hundred but the minker.
I don't think it's Vade.
Anyways, so let me just tell you. Zagamim and the Cheshman and Hasen. Tell me the judgment. Can you tell me who said why? I'm nothing. I want to hear other rabbis. Other rabbis,
no.
Why not?
He didn't. It wasn't a psak yet. When it comes to digging, that's when. Avad Yosef said he's not the hatte, but.
I mean, it's this halach of ketala. We pass like this toisus, no.
That's a very important psak because that means that Shas is going to go.
No, but you hear the toisus. The toisus you hear. Anything which shash ketala and only shash ketala.
Wasn't a halach
that I know.
Not only chash tola, it says even the Yisurim and Mariva Noisein Chil Shabbos.
This sugi is talking about money. We're saying it's also because of the letting terrorists out.
So first
maybe
of all,
only outside Sakana, therefore you can give up money.
Who tells you you're Paschal like the second terrorists? What right do you have to tell this father that we Paschal like the second terrorists? You're a Paisik that says that he Paschal like the second terrorists. I'm kidding, I'm not... He thinks I'm getting angry.
I like the Shulchan Aruch. I have no problem with him.
Yeah? Okay, so then let me show you that Rav Chaim Kanevsky brings the Bach. He paskins like the Bach, okay? All right, just to throw out the... I don't care if the whole shiur is not Lufi HaSeidah. So, okay, here. Here he is. Here, Matnas Aniyim, Peri Ches, Halach Yud Gimel. Here. Avalim hu atzma yachal livdois b'chol mashi yirtza. He himself could write... V'achrein in Pascu, the gam is shar kroiva. V'afilas kaladim im roitzi yachal livdus b'kam is shiitza, el ishein mechayvers, the ikar atam mishum doichik atzibur. Well, that's right, he paskins like the Bach. Rav Chaim Kanevsky paskins like the Bach.
I don't know.
I'm getting very angry. I hope you have nothing personal. It's not real. It's all copy.
So we're on different ballgames.
You're not on different ballgames.
You're worried about the takana. So let's say you're right about the takana. I'm making my own takana. I can't do that.
You're making your own takana?
My own svara.
Yeah?
Yes.
How about the first terrorists? They didn't know this cheshbon? The Piskachul asks for Akasha. What about the first cheshbon? What if the Gemara says that the father can do it? Maybe it's going to happen again.
The Gemara is talking about a problem. I'm not worried about maybe it happening again.
But I'm asking you, why not?
That's just, no, that I'm worried about also, but I'm saying...
But you just told me it could happen.
I think there's a worse problem.
But you're telling me a cheshbon that it's someone else's problem.
No, there's two cheshbons.
I'm asking you, what's the chash that'll happen again? What's that chash? You're hurting another yid. What's that chash? That maybe another yid will be in a sakon.
Father could be koydeh, but he doesn't have the father. We have no right to. If Bach says we can't stop the guy, the father,
but that's not what we pask him. Vacherin and pasul the gamish of afilas koladim roitich live with kamish. Shishayim chay the ikratam mishum doiche katzibur. Let me ask you a different kasha. In this sugya, the Radbaz says clearly, and the Chaim brings it down on the bottom also. You hear? He says clearly. Oh, here it is. Maybe. Ubimakaim shiyesh chash yageyu. Ubimakaim shiyesh chash yageyu. Nech leku achrainim. Vikosfu de bismanenu lekula alma chayovim with doisim bimakim sakonis nefashis.
Chayov of doisim money.
What's the difference? But these are worth less than money. What
no,
does that mean?
It's not. It's worth a lot more than money.
The Jewish blood is worth more
this
than money.
This is keeping terrorists off the street. Money's nothing. Money you could collect. Money you could this. It's just
we didn't see the loss.
The only
kind of
extra is that he's a vaday killed if they don't ransom him, and they're only a suffix, but still.
That's what I'm telling you. That's the chesed. It's suffix vaday.
If they left him out,
someone's bottle.
Huh?
What's your father? It's Rav Lerman's brother. Rav Lerman's uncle. It's someone like.
But tell me.
We'll see. Okay. Yeah.
I have a very good point here.
What do you want to say? No.
No, you're clearing the Tais of the Kalman Shapais Glove where you go through Sakana. Is that maybe only going in the Teretz of the first Teretz?
Yeah, which is not.
No, you can't say
which
that.
Is Bemis of Pesach Tshuva. If you look at the Pesach Tshuva, it's Dalet and Hay. Reishon and Bik, take it out.
What's
Dalet and Hay? Yeah.
What's Tais's Kasha Bechal if he's going in that Teretz? Maybe he's using his own money. The Gemara never says that he got money from the Tzibur. He has to say because he's Mufa.
But you have a kasha. Okay, but Lamaisi, you see, he's not Geirus that. Okay, so Tais not Geirus that.
What do you mean Tais not Geirus?
I guess since Tais is not talking about whose money it is. He didn't go into that. So Tais is learning it's our money.
Tais is asking a kasha. He didn't answer. Well, maybe he used his own money.
Yeah, so I'm saying, obviously, he doesn't go with that. But that, what do you mean, Madaik, from that? That what?
No, maybe he's going to the second Terrence. And he's saying
so you're making. I don't know.
No, I'm helping you.
Now, you know you're helping, but I know the Chesma so well. Yeah, I don't know. That's the first one. The second one. That's the second one. The first one. The first one. That's hey, Dalet. Do Dalet.
It's for Rabbi Ikevachal. Marvelous. Ask him to start the Meshubach. So you can do however much you want.
However much you want, the whoever's Masaska raise the Meshubach. Elamai, you talk about this, that it's a Sakon. So look at the Beis Yosef, Chayshem Mishpat Tav Chavav. Hagayis Maimini, Hilz Malachim Perik Dalet. That you're supposed to put yourself in a Sofik Sakona. To save a guy Vade Sakana. So what's your shaila? You hold those that the people in the street are Vade Sakana?
Okay.
More likely than him. Him they're not killing right now. As soon as they go out,
it's Mamash.
We're all crone, by the way.
Every single time with Harris.
The boat Suffolk?
What?
The boat
Suffolk or
boat Suffolk? So maybe it's okay.
Both Suffolk, both Vade.
I don't know. Is that Emmis?
I didn't say Marquette. The people on the street are Vade, he's a Suffolk.
But I know it's not true.
The statistics are that 100% of the time the NPR is right. Not out of jail when he killed me.
It could be he's right, because they want to keep him.
They don't want to kill him, and every time...
We started with this. That's what we started. They have nothing to gain. But you want to know something? All it takes is that you get one fight with his wife, that guy over there, that's holding him, and he kills him. Then we should go him. You told me Biad Reitzchim. What's that? And any little thing, they get angry. And they clawed that he's being tortured. That's clawed he's being tortured. He's suing him, Rabbas. Rabbas says he's fearing for torture.
Yeah, but even for Vadek Tal?
I'm telling you, even the Vadek Tal tortures Chenichlal in it, he says.
Even if the guy, you're going to kill someone else?
I'm just telling you, you don't know that.
Okay, and Chenami.
But guys have a Chazok or whatever it is. These prisoners are not in prison for...
It's the fact that every single time they let out a terrorist, he went and killed him. Does that mean anything in Halacha?
Okay, so I'll tell you what I know in Halacha about statistics. There was a whole shaila years ago about brain surgeries. Because you're putting the guy into a matzah of sakana. What are the chances of him surviving it?
could be very little. 1, 2, 3, 10%, yeah? So are you allowed, huh?
Survival-based surgery is that little?
Those days. When it's, I mean, I'm telling you, Lamaisa Shahoya, when we went to Rav Neubert, it was Nagir to a case. Went to Rav Neubert, went to Rav Chatzko Roth. We went to a few Dayanim at the Debrett Zion. We went to many people.
Yeah, but he has no chance of living b'chol.
Oh, that's the Nakuda. The Nakuda is like this. But you're not allowed to be chayva.
It's chayisha,
but be a dying. That's the question. Yeah. Because what you're doing is you might kill him. The question was, are you, you do the surgery, he might die during surgery. Right? The chances are he's going to die during surgery. If you don't do the surgery, he's also going to die.
He's going to die from Hashem, not through you.
Not through you. So, and there's a chance that maybe there'll be something. So the shayla, what do you do? A mayudik shayla. So the Paiskim all said, you have to, I remember I went to Reb David also. You have to make a cheshbon, the statistics. What are the statistics? If Roiv is going to say that they'll live, if Roiv not, then it's
50%.
It's a 50%. So you hold it, it's a 50% chance.
That's
these people all have a chazaka. They already done something. They're in jail. They didn't pick flowers. They're in jail.
Between 100 and Reutzchim, hundreds of Reutzchim came one terrorist attack. Between 100, that's their whole life to kill.
Especially. I'm saying that however many terrorists they let out, that's how many Yidden they're going to get killed.
Think one of them is not going to go to Gan
Eden.
One of them is not going to be
at least. And Metim Lamut. You know, the Metim Lechiot. They can't wait to die. Tim Lamut.
To
me, it's a pellet that Reb Chaim Paskin with his Bach. It's a pellet to me.
I haven't found it yet.
It's the fried away, the first ice.
The thing on the top, is his halacha?
No, that's the Rambam. And in the Rambam, with the Rambam says the second time.
Rambam says clearly.
Same second time. And Reb Chaim Paskins, that the ik is the first time. I mean, what's Rambam wrote that? I can't understand how Reb Chaim could write that. He's mefarish the Rambam, huh? Yeah.
I wonder if Remy spoke to the parent of a child that was killed from a terrorist that was at our jail. How does that parent feel?
I don't understand that. You walk in the street. There's sakana to live in Eretz Yisrael, so what are you going to come and say? That Israel shouldn't go to war because they'll take nekama? Should Israel not go to war because they'll take nekama?
No, go to war is the best thing.
You're missing my point. You're missing my point. Could you make a cheshbon that, oh, if I do this, some later they'll do a terrorist attack? I don't know what that means. You have to don what's in front of you. He's in a sakon and he's not in a sakon. And I don't hear it.
What about this, even the cheshbon of the Maram, that they're going to go ahead, you go and make these trades and they'll...
That's what we're talking about.
You're 45 minutes to half an hour to
late. I figured that, okay.
All right. When the person's going to be in either Ketala or tremendous danger, or in tremendous danger, Tysus, Shaz, we pass like that, Tysus. But Tysus says that you paid him. Yais b'chtei demeim. Tysus says klo. And the Marshalim passes like this, Tysus.
The Piska Tshuva passes not like it.
The Piska Tshuva does not. We just see that Piska Tshuva.
In the bottom.
Where? Bottom where?
Siyan Halach.
Okay, so please look at the Piska Tshuva. All the Piska Tshuva brings the Makairis. Please. Please.
Somebody says, Reb Chaim says, Vafil Isha Sheh Shasha De Rayas.
Yeah.
So he says, and,
no.
Well, then I guess you can clear whether Rayas is Din of Ketala.
That's right. That's
but then right after that, he says, I Ramban, Vafil Mokum Tala.
On the bottom, he brings that Ramban. But he's not being Chaylik on the Rabbaz because of that. Please, nobody's Chaylik on the Rabbaz. Rabbaz Allah Lamaisa. And I can just tell you, you have no right to come and tell me Pastor Rabban when you have Rabbaz. Sorry. You can't come and say, oh, I have a Ramban and Chumash. It's a Ramban and Chumash, I think, right? Or,
no,
or Gittin. It's Gittin. Okay, so you have Ramban and Gittin. Either Rabbaz. Rabbaz was a Paisik and he passed because that it's Mitzvah of Daisa.
Huh? Ramban against the Rabbaz?
Yeah, he's an
Achim. What do you mean?
Yeah, so the Ramban is a Rishon.
What do you think? Holy Apsak, what's that still? You have to hui hayim achriya, what's that? What do you mean? Rabbaz?
Rav is the Basra.
I mean, he saw the Ramban.
He saw the Ramban and he passed. What's that?
It's only if the Rabbaz.
I mean, did he see that? Maybe he didn't get
to see that. What does the Rabbaz say? That if it's a sakana, you
buy
it? What does the Rabbaz say if it's a sakana?
Rabbaz says, whatever it's a sakana, we pass it, it's mutter and gandik.
Did you do earthquake for 7 minutes?
Finished, it's mutter, finished. You know, you don't have it. It's mitzvah. Even if it's a sakana, you do. Even if it means that he's in Yisurim.
So when he says, Vafil Isha is because he holds that Arayis doesn't have a sakana?
That's obviously, or, Reb Chaim is dancing all over here. That's what
or
that's what I want to write.
Holds not like
no, or Reb Chaim is dancing.
Because that's
all
why,
over.
And that then he says, I am
Chaim
Ramban
is
because
dancing
he's
all
putting
over.
The two together.
Reb Chaim is dancing all over. He's putting the two together. That's what's bothering.
No, I think that Reb Chaim in that line is saying not like the Radvaz, Because on this din, I feel Isha Sheish Chash of the Rai. He's like Ayin Ramban, that feel of the Mokin Tolling. But he seems to put the two together.
Something.
Unless you say Ayin, that he goes even the stage of Eiter.
Okay, that's Pilpil already in the Tsunim of the Chaim Seif. Okay. The earthquake. Okay, so I'm trying. Let's go next. Okay. Next Sugya. Okay, this is it. Okay, I just have to throw this out. It's a Meir Dikar of Nosen. I tell you, Mashkiach. He brings a Tshuvas HaGoyinim. Yeah? That the Tshuvas HaGoyinim bring down that there was a... Tell me the Zachir.
Really, he says clearly now it's about it. He says, Vafilu b'nechosav shoshavei atzmi, you can't be good. That means he's going like the second text. I have to see where he brings down the bach.
No. Here.
That's as beferish as they come.
He brings down from the tshuvas ha-ga'inim. Here. Eser mila de chassidus o yinayig atzmai ha-meir rav. Rav had 10 nils of the chassidus. Avu talmidu o yechayim lusnaig b'chol eser kedushas. V'cholecha ve'echa mi talmidu v'kibal al atzmai lusnaig b'mida achas me'eser mida. So they broke it up. You know this tshuvas ha-ga'inim?
That was a bar.
Yeah. No, wait a second. Shalaylus, so what was one of them? Shalaylus takilitz dadu. I feel a fun of. Rabbi Yisro sheis talmidav ratzu linig achrav. Beminig zed, not to look with dadu. Aval rosh ein b'yachotam lamed b'ze, holcha v'simu seinei. It's Gemara.
Who is this?
Say it's Gemara. Tell me, no?
Yeah, I think so.
Why does he need tshuvas ha-goyinim shari tshuva kufayim ches?
No, maybe the Gemara maybe not as descriptive as all these things.
The blind.
No, I'm saying the Simoy name is not the Tshuvas HaGoyim. It's Gemara. You remember with Gemara? You have it? Okay. So Simoy name, I think it's Tshuvas HaGoyim, yeah? Because they used to look Litzdadim, so what happened was the Simoy name, Ah, you're not allowed to hurt yourself, you're not allowed to be Mechoyvu L'chavit L'atzmai, and Sumas Chashav Kameis, you packed himself a mitzvah. So he brings up Shad here, She'ostu kin acha shenifter rav, V'rotzu l'ham shechashpos aleyem, L'chein ostu kin l'ham shechashpos aleyem. What's the terrible? Because when the Rebbe is niftim and daf machin, what's that? Kum lay.
What is the Gemara saying?
Hotel. Really far the Zog Shir, go. What's his first set, second terrible?
He was not to look to his eyes even in front, and he tried doing it and he couldn't, so he totally blinded himself.
He made himself blind.
He tried not looking.
They tried to be
Litzdadim.
He tried to
be like that and he wasn't able to.
But they did not to look Litzdadim, yeah? They couldn't do it. So he went and he blinded himself. I mean, the rabbit turned us. I'm a Tadis Nishtan.
I'm a Tadis Nishtan.
What's the second Teretz is because the eight Sahara for the Egel means you mamish on Luchnius, it mamish, it destroys you. If you look where you're not supposed to look, mamish, it's out, Kedai. Come down, Mashkiach Zatzal, no one can give a cook.
So why I'll doctor them only?
Because, I mean, anybody should do it. No, but they only cobble on themselves. They only cobble themselves to do it. Not everybody could do it. Because the whole ruchnius make me the star. A measure person allowed to make himself part of the kala mitzvahs. Make yourself part of kala mitzvahs. Make a mensch gain schlaf in a ganzen tag. Today is on the shoyver zayin of fuff. Get schlaf in, you know, I don't want to. I lock myself in a room. Get schlaf in, gending.
The guy.
What?
Someone told the guy in the sishkin kunz.
Yes, what's the parents? Okay. I have to say it quickly. What's Japanese?
Japan.
This is Mayridik. Pchatskal is Mayridik Zachanovi. Pchatskal says that if a person is not necessary from an earthquake, if he had a Muna, he would Zicha be necessary. So he says, I don't like this, because even if you didn't have emunah, you should be nesayir. Where's your feet? You're not afraid? The malamed is afraid. It can happen anywhere at any time. I had a guy that used to come to my father's house.
Earthquake can happen anywhere.
Who?
Earthquake can happen anywhere.
That's what he's saying.
It can't, but...
It could.
No, it can't.
They've had earthquakes in New Jersey. In Missouri, it was the most ever in the United States, 8.2.
And that's the kind of atomic bomb can't come any day from anywhere.
You know, there's a certain cut of people that are from the Mason.
Yeah, you know, you remember this well. So the Zaydif like Dibazan. See, they're laughing because they heard it from me. Zaydif used to say over that when Chofetz Chaim came back from a Levaya, he would say, Chesanta Zach. There's a group of people that come back
And it doesn't affect them. Why? Because they think Starbiz is a club. And they don't have membership there. They never paid the membership. And you want to know something up I say? Kelim is Kelim is Kelim is Kelim. He says, you know why you're not this sire? Because deep down you're happy that it happened. He says, a mensch has a tuna that he enjoys hearing bid. You want to know something? The whole news is goodbye to down the kuda, you know that? Because people want to hear bad things. People enjoy hearing catastrophe. You want to know something? You don't know what you're talking about if you're not Moedin Alemus on this. You don't even know what you're
talking about. People learn a lot in Zachin. People like to hear a person won the lottery, just like David.
No. No. People like to hear, oh, that guy.
Not failed to. It's good. They're Jewish.
You want to know something? Nice. He even speaks it out. People who learn Musa know that it's true. And I want you to know something. Okay. Reb Chaim Epstein, by the Mashgiach Slovaya, spoke about what Kelim is. I'll never forget that aspect. You ever heard a tape of it? Meredik. He said, you want to know what Kelim is? The Michtam Elio writes a mice of what Kelim is. There was a fire in the Besmedrish in Kelim. Everybody was running. They stopped the Kelim Yungaman. Yungaman, was trachst du jetzt? So you would expect him to say, I'm happy. Like this, I have off 2-3 weeks now for vacation. I won't have to come to yeshiva. Chaim said it over. It's a michtam aliyah. Huh?
Some guy in yeshiva said
it. It's mehr tika meis. Ihr held? You're not mad.
He's saying that.
You know what? You know what?
It's in subconsciousness of anybody, but it takes somebody who's so weird.
Vegate lane. Vegate lane.
To be able to express it.
Here. Umiato. Who's reading? Nu schnell. Aber lane wie wir hatten wir magit schiel. Let's go. Umiato.
Kevin schon ist bei sich, bei oder mit das Simcha le Eid.
Alle Eid. He enjoys catastrophe.
Aber Poshut Shehino Magish Klal Betzores Harutz Rabbi Shehino
Bola Ilo. Therefore, you're not Magish Betzores Harutz.
Beinu Mishar Mikat Bekach.
Yeah, Kelim,
Das
is Kelim. You
want
to know something? I wish I could have heard that shmuz. I wish I was there to hear it. Because I never.
They have tapes, no?
I don't know, but could you get me this tape? You know what this is? This is Musar Ha'emes. That
library.
The truth.
She has this.
Is the Musar Ha'emes Laman Ha'emes.
BMG has what's
it? Ha'emes? Yeah, has the Chatzko shmuz in the tapes?
Sure. Chatzko. Of course, of iron.
Obviously, we
have to.
Let me tell you what we're going to do. Obviously, we have to dump Meir. We got most of, more or less, you know, we covered a lot tonight.
Meiridik.
What?
So, what do you do with this?
What do you do with this? So he says it's a Meiridik thing. He says that if a person is Chayder al Aleif and he works on himself to understand that he has to be Medini. You know what Medini is? It's interesting. To care about other, even Goyim. Here, come here, read this part. Come here. It's a long shmooze, and I don't know if I'm taking out the right parts of it. Here. He says, you know, in the Eichmann, when they caught Eichmann from someone's Amaya, when they caught Eichmann, everybody made a big thing about it. So, this is gone, it's all Schredenwegen. He says, why do we talk about Eichmann? Because it's a guy mit dem gechabt. Teredik, he says, Teredik, who cares? Right, Elamai, what he did, that he says, the 6 million aren't going to come back because of it. You don't understand, every line in this Shmuz Abayisai is hashkafe brura from the Teredik. So what do you have to think? That the Mishpat the Rishayim, that's all you're supposed to think. That's all that they, but you shouldn't feel like a schmack. He even says a line to which I wish I heard the tape of it. You should even feel bad that Tzelem Olikim has to be put to death even though he's a Russian.
Like my Mitzrayim.
Once he says this, come in. Here. He brings Mitzrayim. That's his Raya. The whole Shmuz is Mitzrayim. That's why I'm bringing it. V'kimon Shiratza v'dina k'roi d'chayov l'kayim b'idin toir avol osu l'vakesh u'l'ratzis b'damar yitzeach. I took revenge. You know what you hear it? The guy always says when they were satisfied with the verdict, justice was done. Yeah. We got him. You know, it's an akamah cheshbon. The aimless maya bitzaras haritzayach. I don't know if this is word for word, but if I heard this, I would go out of my mind. Eichmann, he's talking about Eichmann. Ein l'smaya b'tzar tzertzach, v'nishtakech mitanu kolein selim likim. It's very hard zach in a boy's up chatzkel. In Ponovich at this gazop. The chayn einem of the kitachus adam liyas medini. The hainu ashoi yevedoyig. He brings a raya from Haman. He brings a raya. That's his raya. You know what he said? Okay, you went down my room. I'm sorry.
Huh? What do you say? What's Haman? What's Haman? It's fine, it's fine.
I feel like covered. What's
Haman? What's right from Haman?
When Shmuel went, he said, it says, Vayishaseu Lifnei Hashem. What's the Lifnei Hashem? Talmud Chacham, what's the Lifnei Hashem? He went and he said, it's hot nish mit me, it's not a personal thing, it's Lifnei Hashem. So he's talked for Kelim. The Megadif, that's his right from the Megadif also. Lifnei Hashem. Now this I don't know, because we have to, before Purim we have to talk. The holy side of Zachar is La'oyer Ha'eva, the sinner. I don't know how it works here.
He started up with Ruchnius.
The Raya is that he comes and he says, what does he say? Kasha Shiklam and Ashim Chabecha came to Shakam and Ashim Imech. What is that? That's a personal Zachar. You're Rosh, you're a Ritzeh. It has nothing even to do with Zachar from Mitzrayim. Okay, we'll talk about it. Gevaldik, the Pratz, every word. Rabbi Yisai. Give us some Mayim, we should remember it forever. Let's go.
About the prison exchange.
Everyone disagrees with me?
No, everybody disagrees with Rebbe.
Oh.
Everybody agrees to you. I've been arguing with him about it for a long time. That's why I gave him a share.
I'm going to go to the next one.
Oh.